This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. If you're trying to get ahead in this economy, there's some age-old wisdom that would seem to apply. Play up your accomplishments. It seems obvious, but maybe that's in fact not your best plan of attack. A recent paper from researchers at Stanford and Harvard sets out to show that potential for success is considerably more powerful than the things you have actually achieved. One author is Michael Norton. He's an associate professor at Harvard Business School. Good morning, Michael.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You ran a series of different experiments in this paper to explore this point, but for our purposes, tell me about the one featuring hypothetical job applicants. How did that work?
So we actually literally looked at a job situation where one person who applied for the job was very well qualified and had experience in things, but had scored very highly on what we called a leadership achievement test.
Okay.
Another candidate for the job, very highly qualified, lots of experience, had scored very highly on a leadership aptitude test. And that was the only difference between these two candidates. People actually prefer the candidate that did well on the aptitude test, what they could be capable of in the future, much more than the person who already achieved those things.
Well, what are your thoughts on why, over your whole series of experiments, many of us will tend to favor a gamble on potential over something or someone with a proven track record?
You can think about it a little bit like people's love of scratch tickets, where you have a dollar in your pocket, and a dollar in your pocket is great, but if you could get that scratch ticket, you could have $5 million. And in some sense, that's what people do when they're hiring and evaluating other people. And it's almost like rolling the dice. You say, let's take a gamble. You don't focus on the fact that the person might be a disaster. You focus on the fact that they might be a superstar.
So putting aside whether that is actually wise thinking, let's think about all those people out there fighting for too few jobs in this economy we have right now. What kind of advice would your study seem to imply for them?
You know, I think that all of us have a tendency to say all the things that we've done. But it's a little bit boring. What we want in people sometimes is this vagueness or this ambiguity, at least for a little while, that they might be some kind of superstar beyond our wildest expectations. And if you think about your resume, resumes are usually a list of all the things that we've done. It can be wise to leave some ambiguity for people to read into you what they will.
And when you go into that interview, hype your potential.
That's right.
How good you could be.
And of course, it can be awkward to do that yourself, but one way to do it is in your reference letter. So encourage your recommenders to say, not only is, you know, Mike a solid candidate and he's done good work, but I have this belief that in the future he has enormous potential to do amazing things, even beyond what he's done now.
News you can use. Very interesting. Michael Norton is an associate professor at Harvard Business School, also has a book coming out soon. It's called Happy Money, The Science of Smarter Spending. Michael, thanks a lot.
Thank you.